Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lemke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brian Rose. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian Hunter. Batting second. The DH, Bip Roberts. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Damian Easley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Catalanato. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tim Worrell. And now, play ball. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Catalanato misplays the ball. That's an error on Catalanato. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Easley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Easley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke hits a line drive beyond first. Clark can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easley hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catalanato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Easley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Wuerl covering, for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive beyond first. Clark can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hatberg moves to third. AJ Sager now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a line drive beyond third. Ronda can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hatberg scores. Bragg moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemke bunts in front of the plate. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Bragg moves to third. Lewis moves to second. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Catalanato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 0-for-1 in the game. Higginson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Higginson reaches second base with a double. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easley is 0-for-1 in the game. Easley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Easley reaches second base with a double. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catalanato is 0-for-1 in the game. Catalanato hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0-for-1 in the game. Ronda hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Catalanato misplays the ball. That's an error on Catalanato. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Catalanato fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a line drive beyond third. Ronda can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lemke moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Easily scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roberto Duran now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to third. Bragg moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemke hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing left field. Damon Buford now playing center field. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catalanato is 0 for 2 in the game. Catalanato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Brocale now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Catalanato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Brocale covering, for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0 for 2 in the game. Ronda hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sean Runyon now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatberg hits a line drive beyond third. Ronda can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Hatberg moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a line drive beyond first. Clark can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hatberg scores. Bragg moves to third. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemke hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Schaus now pitching. Kamara Barti pinch hits for Bobby Higginson. Kamara Barti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. One out. Pete Incaviglia pinch hits for Luis Gonzalez. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia strikes out. Two outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Easley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Frank Catalanato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catalanato is 0-for-3 in the game. Catalanato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Catalanato moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.